Hello.
Hey, Raymond, how's it going?
Good.
This is Charlie.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I know we talked last time about helping you get to the first page of Google. You wanted to wait till the first of the month here, and you asked me to call you back. Are you ready to get started and get everything rocking and rolling with you?
I just hopefully that it works. It works better than Yelp. You think it's worked better than Yelp?
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure? Because if it doesn't, I'm not gonna continue. I'll do it for like try 2 months. If it doesn't continue, I'll just drop it.
That's why we do a month to month, because we want to make sure that this is something that makes sense to you. And you know, advertising in itself, that's why we're doing the Google ads as well. So that way we can put you in specific cities and zip codes. Okay.
Okay. So remember we're talking about, I would like to be up towards like where it says sponsors area. It says sponsor Google, something like that, or guarantee.
Yes.
It says that.
It says the sponsor on there. Yes.
Yeah. So how often do you think I'll be up there? I mean, I know, am I going to be up there a lot or just once in a while? How does that work?
So you have a $300 budget, because I quoted you last time it was $449. So within the $449, we're putting $300 to that. So you're up there until that $300 runs out. So if it doesn't run out for the whole month, then you stay up there. If it runs out and you're getting a ton of customers, then obviously it drops off and then it just rolls over to the next month.
Okay, so basically, for 300, well, I told you I would go 5. Remember that?
Yes, I think last time you said you wanted to try it out for the 449.
You
wanted to try it out for the 449, and then if it works, you were going to up it to 5.
Well, what, $1? Oh, $449. I'm sorry. I thought you said $4.99. I was like, wow, big dollars make a big difference.
A dollar goes a long way, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Then again, five calls. Now I'm getting 20 calls for a dollar. I do it all day long.
Right? So that's why.
That's too early in the morning.
I understand. That's why you said the $449, and that's why I said next, when you want to up the budget, let us know. So that way, if you want to up the budget $200 extra, that way I can be able to put that towards the campaign, and we're not giving you something else that you're not wanting. Does that make sense? We're giving that straight to your ad budget.
Okay, so in your estimate for the 500, how many clicks do you think I would get over in a month, or calls? Because I don't want clicks, I want calls. It says call, right? It didn't say click, it says call.
It's just a click to call. Right. So like on Google, like if you go to Google, like you can just click the button that just says call, and then on the cell phone, it'll say, do you want to call? And then it'll be the number there, and you'll say yes, and then it'll call directly into you guys.
Like you say, appliance doctor, blah, blah, whatever, and call, right? Pretty much?
Yeah, it'll have that there, yeah.
Okay, how many, in your estimation, now you can't do it all at one time.
Yeah.
What if you got to budget it out through the whole month. You just can't give me all my clicks at one time.
Right. It is budgeted out through the whole month. The 300 is budgeted out. It just depends. I mean, we've had customers who have gotten, you know, good calls within the first month, and then or they get good calls in the second month, but it just depends on the area. It depends on, also too, it just depends on projects. Like, what are you trying to do? Right. So, I mean, I know that we actually did some guy that was building decks, and in the first month he got a $20,000 job. Obviously, you're not building decks.
Apples and oranges.
Yeah, the thing is it just depends on the placement. So we have to get you in front of your customers, and typically what happens is it depends on the city. I know, like, you're in Ontario. Is that where you want to target only, or do you want to target specific other cities?
Oh, no, I just don't want just Ontario. Maybe let's start with it's only a $500 budget. Maybe we can start with maybe like 7-8 cities and see how that works.
Okay, so
is that too many?
Ontario is one of them?
Ontario, Yeah, Ontario.
Okay.
You want
What's
to,
the other one?
You tell it?
Yeah.
Chino?
Chino?
Chino Hill. Chino Hills.
Chino Hills.
I like Eastvale. Eastvale's good. Eastvale.
Eastvale? Okay. Are you going over to Pomona area or no?
If I want to spend my money, I'd rather spend it not in Pomona.
Yeah.
I hear you there. Rancho.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Upland. And what else is there? How many is that? That's like...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I didn't say, what else
is Are you there? Going out to Riverside or no? At all or no?
No, that's too far.
Too far? Too far?
Yeah, a little too far. Hold on, I'm thinking, Diamond Bar?
Diamond Bar.
Yeah, Diamond Bar. And then, let's see.
And that's 7 right there.
So,
you want to do another one?
Around me? What else is around me? I'm thinking up that way. Okay, let's say that. Let's say that 7 cities I picked, and I got a $500 budget. And you're, now, I know you gave me a quiet quote, but kind of give me an idea what could I, how many clicks per day I could get, or maybe should get. At least should.
It's tough to say. I mean, we don't really have just like a number on what you should and shouldn't get, right? So for us, we're putting it in front of thousands of people. I mean, just in Ontario, there's over 1,000 people that have searched for an appliance company near me, right? So if you just times that by 7, let's just say on the low end, you're in front of 7,000 people in the last 30 days that is searching for that. So that's where we want to put you. You take 1% of those jobs in the first month, you know, that's a good call volume, right?
What is that? What's 1% of 7,000? What is that? 70?
I think it's like 70.
70 calls? Okay. So that would be like a low end, like 1%?
That's a 1%, so that's a low end, yeah.
Okay, and what if I'm not getting clicks? What happens? How does it work? And then to the next day it goes like, hey, Feinstock didn't get no clicks yesterday, so now we're gonna up his ante his budget for the next day or something like that?
No, so it's just spread out for the whole month, right? So if you have a $300 budget or if you have a $500 budget, so it's basically going to be spread out with the whole month. So let's say $300, just for example, because that's what we have here just for the minimum. If you divide that by 30, right, you're spending $10 a day, right? So if people don't click, then that your budget doesn't go down. It just stays that way. And let's say somebody doesn't click on you, right? That $10 just rolls over to the next day. So then it's just added to like $20 for that day. Does that make sense?
Okay. So I was just saying. So basically the $500 I'm paying, is only $300 goes towards my ads.
So it's $449. So it's $450 and $300 goes to your ads. And then, and then the other $149 is for us to be programming your Google Business profile to populate that to the first page as well. So you show up in the sponsored section and you show up in the map section as well for people to, for people to find you.
Is that every month? Just like, is that every month?
Yeah, it's just month to month. Yeah, it's just month to month, $449. That's why I said if you ever want to increase that ad budget later down the road where you see that this is working for you and you're like, hey, I want to throw an extra $200 into my ad budget, let us know that. So that way we're not charging you $200 extra for a higher package or anything like that. We're putting that straight to your ad budget. Does that make sense?
So I can add as much as I want. Just gradually work it up.
Gradually work it up. That would be my best advice for you because that way you can gradually get the calls coming in. I mean, you don't want to overload yourself and then be like, hey, time out, pause the service.
You're right. I mean, that makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah. So
but
that's
what, you think that's good enough for me? I mean, have you been doing this a while?
I have. I used to actually do this by myself with my dad. We had a family emergency and we had to shut the business down. He had to take care of my grandma. She got really, really sick, ended up passing away. And then I actually came on with Local Splash here because they've been in business for 19 years. They've been doing this for a while. So I absolutely think just the $300 in the areas, the popular areas that you want to target, it's going to be more than enough for sure.
Cause I'm looking, am I looking over too much? I'm looking 2-3 calls a day. Is that too much that I'm expecting?
If you're expecting that, no. I mean, that's not too much, especially being on the first page of Google where thousands of people, especially in the 7 cities that you're looking to target. I mean, L.A. alone has, like, I think 10 million people. So you stretch that out to L.A., Orange County, Inland Empire, like, you're in the Inland Empire alone, I think the population is 5 million. People. So when you're on that first page, that's a good number to I guess you could say to predict that.
What I'm saying is, am I overlooking 2-3 calls a click a day average for that amount of money I'm paying, or am I overlooking too much, expecting too much?
No, I mean that's not overlooking. In my opinion, I think you should probably, when you start picking up, because it's like a steam engine, when it starts picking up, I think you'll actually get more than 2 or 3 calls a day, to be honest. But that's when it starts picking up, when it starts optimizing for you. Yeah.
Okay. Let's try it out. I hope it works, because it's going to be cheaper than Yelp, right? Because Yelp is nailing me.
Yeah, Yelp is a pay-per-click type deal, so that's a no bueno one. And they
actually, the same thing. Yours the same thing, isn't it? Pay-per-click, same thing.
Well, this one is $4.49 flat rate, right? So we're allocating $300 budget, but with Yelp, the more leads they give you, the more you're actually paying. So even if you were to get, like, let's say you were to get 20 jobs from Yelp, you would have to pay for all 20 jobs. Even the jobs you didn't get, you would have to pay for. Here, you're not paying per job. You're just paying that flat rate. And even if you get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 calls, you would always just be paying the $4.49 month to month. Does that make sense?
Right. But you know, after my budget is up on the one day, I'm not going to be there no more. I'm not going to be showing.
Right. It's not going to go out in one day, right? Because it's going to be spread out through the month. But then also too, that's why it's important for your Google Business profile to be showing on the first page in the map section, because that's an unlimited call service as well. So you'll be showing on the first page of Google in two sections, on the sponsored section and on the map. So it'll be another way for people to find you, even if you've ran out of your budget. And if you ran out of your budget, you're getting calls at that point. Like, you're rocking and rolling.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So I'll start with this and check it out.
Sure.
But you think if I say I like it and it's working and I went to $1,000 a month, would that be like really good?
Yeah, you would definitely be upping your call volume for sure. So I would stair step your way into that though, because like I said, the last thing you want to do is get like a bunch of calls and you can't fulfill it, because, you know, like you said, it's just you by yourself, right?
Just me. So, okay.
Oh, cool.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to still do Yelp, but I'm going to downsize them because and see how I'm going to kind of compensate, take some of my budget away from Yelp and put it towards you guys.
Okay. For the address that you're still working out of, it's still, I have everything here from last time, but I just want to verify it's still the 2407 South Cherry Place.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then your email is raysmithen25@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then the billing address is the same as the 2407?
Yep.
Okay. And then the card, are you putting it on an appliance doctor or are you putting it on a Raymond Smithen card? Does it have your first and last name on there with the business or no?
No, just my name.
Oh, first and last. Okay. And then is it a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
The Master.
Okay, Master. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
Okay, I got another question. So if I decide to go on vacation, at the end of the month or whatever, for a week.
Yep.
So I still have a leftover $200. They're going to just apply it to the next month?
Yeah, so if you pause the service, you'll have an ad budget in Google that won't be spent if you're pausing the service, so you'll have that leftover, yeah.
How do I know all this? Is there an app I can check this stuff, or I have to call you
yes.
guys?
Yes, so we're going to actually show you. We're going to build a tracking system for you so you can track the Google Business Profile, how many clicks and calls you're getting there, location of searches. Also, too, you'll be able to track your Google Ads, and then you'll be able to see how well that's performing with you as well. Once we do process payment here, I will set up for you an onboarding call with my tech team, and they're actually going to give you the login credentials, and I'll show you it. It's a local Splash deal. They're going to give you the login credentials for that, so then that way they can walk you through and show you where everything's at and all the tracking systems that you'll be able to see.
Now, the people, they're going to call me. They're going to verify the cities. Is that how it's going to work? They're going to go over it again?
They're just going to verify. They're just going to make sure that that's the cities you want. And then also, too, they're going to make sure that all the services that you provide are on here as well, because we want to make sure that anybody searching for the service you provide, that you populate and are programmed for that first page. So it's kind of like...
There's some things I do not want on there. People call me for vacuums, and that's a waste of time. I don't want that part to happen. Vacuums, and so...
Okay.
That happens. Yeah. People call me for vacuums, and I said, what the world? I don't do vacuums.
Yeah.
And I get charged for that.
Yeah, so I want to make sure that you're not getting calls for vacuums. This is something that we want to make sure you're getting calls for the services you provide, because we want those quality customers contacting you. So that way it's just like, yeah, I do that. I'm coming out tomorrow, today. I can be there at 12, whatever that is for you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Let's go.
I'm ready when you are.
Ready?
Hmm?
51, 48, 91, 90, 10, 59, 91, 43.
Mm-hmm. And then the expiration.
That one number. 11, 25.
And then the security code.
739.
Okay. And then before I make any transactions, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set a security question here for you. So we never share or sell any of your information, Raymond. But we do want to make sure every time we call you that we're talking to you. So we will ask you this. And then also, too, it's an added protection for you, because you'll always know that you're talking to us about this. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
The city I'm born in.
Okay.
Salt Lake City.
You were born in Salt Lake?
Yep.
I love that city.
Yeah?
My cousin actually lives like 45 minutes in between Salt Lake and, what's the old mining company that, or mining area that's up there? It's like a ski resort.
Kennecott. They got Park City.
Park City. Yeah. My cousin lives.
I used to go up there where it was nothing. Nothing.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah, that's my dad's favorite place is Park City, Utah. It's pretty cool, but we go when it's not snowing because we know it's pretty busy. So we go like in the summertime where it's nice, and we just enjoy each other's company at that point. So
yeah,
well, that's cool, man. Yeah, my cousin lives like right in between them, so he bought a house out there and he loves it. So all right, so I got everything set up here, Raymond, for you. So you got Salt Lake City for your questions there. Now I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification. So this is just the outline of the service agreement here. This is going to be sent to you in writing as well. This is just an added form of protection for you. And then what I'm going to do too is I'm going to put your appliance doctor on here to send in a business invoice. So that way at the end of the year when you do your 2024 taxes, you can write this off as well, okay?
Oh, they do the whole total? They give me a whole, one whole total thing or whatever?
Yeah, this is 100% tax write-off, so make sure you save those invoices.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to send it, though, in a business invoice, so that way when you do it, it just doesn't come up as, like, Raymond Smithen. It comes up as Raymond Smithen Appliance Doctor, and then you can write it off, okay?
Yep.
Cool. Okay, so here we go with the voice verification. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Thanks, doctor.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Raymond Smith and owner.
Perfect. Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Raymond, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Slash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's the city you were born in, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. I have a customer service number. Do you want to write it down or do you want to me to just email it to you?
Just email it to me.
Perfect. Okay. In hiring Local Slash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Wait, say it again.
Yeah. In hiring Local Slash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
No. I don't. I'm saying it right.
So basically what this is, like, you told me, like, you're going to do Yelp as well. So you would let us know that, hey, I'm also going to do Yelp with Google.
Right.
So that's what that is.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I do.
Cool.
Do Yelp and Google, and hopefully you guys come out better. I'll just put my money towards you guys more if it works.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So your payment for initial term and account setup, and last time I had waived the account setup and I kept that the same here, will be charged today, which is March 1st, in the non-refundable amount of the $449. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 1st. In the amount of $449. This is a recurring payment. Now, Raymond, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the customer service number I'm going to email you, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due so you don't get charged for the next month of service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to send you a couple text messages. They're going to be welcome text messages along with your invoice and your email and everything like that. What's a good time for my onboarding, to schedule the onboarding call with you and my tech team?
Okay. When? Well, you could do it. Probably call me in the morning. I mean, you can tell me it's between 8 and 10. Morning's better for me.
Okay, so they're going to be closed on Saturdays and Sundays. Can we do it Monday? Does that work for you?
Monday morning, that's fine.
Okay, Monday morning. Let me see. Monday morning, what time would you like it?
Let's say 9 o'clock.
9 a.m. Okay, I'm going to send that over to you. Local Slash. And then, did you receive any text messages from us? Like, welcome text messages?
Yeah.
Okay.
Calling weekly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So, there's one that reads, let me see here. It says, Raymond, thank you for choosing Local Slash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it says, please click here. And it says, my.localsplash.com/terms.
Yeah.
Can you click that link? It's just going to take you to the service agreement that you and I just read off of. There's going to be two check boxes on the bottom, one to receive SMSs, so text messages in case you don't answer, we'll send you a quick update and a text message. One saying you're the card authorization holder, and then you're going to sign your first and last name, just type it. Once you're done there, hit confirm, and it's going to take you to a Local Splash login page with a username and password. Let me know when you're there.
You just type it in or something?
Yeah, you just type it in.
Yeah, I hit confirm, but it's not doing it. This is still loading or something.
Okay.
I hit it, but it's not doing nothing.
Okay. Did you check, does it say anything on there, like name invalid, or did you check both check boxes?
I did check both of them.
Okay.
Let me see. Maybe I should put Raymond. I should put down
yeah.
Raymond or Ray?
I put Raymond, your full name. Sorry about that. Put your government name. So if you put Raymond Smith in, it's loading now.
Okay. It's part of another page.
So it got you to the login form?
Yep.
Okay. That's going to be where my tech team is going to build this out for you. And then Monday, they're going to give you those credentials, the username and password. They're going to go over that with you so that way you know how to track everything that's going on with your campaign here and you get to see everything going on. Okay.
So I just wait till and they'll have me log this stuff in?
Yeah, so on Monday, they're going to build this for you, and then Monday, they're going to call you at 9 a.m., and then they're going to give you the login information. They're going to verify everything's good. I'm going to let them know that, hey, we're good here to keep pushing, so we're going to work on everything here today, and then Monday morning, they're just going to verify, and they're going to start rocking and rolling with you as well, okay?
All right.
Okay. Any questions for me, Raymond?
No.
Okay.
Good. Hopefully it works and then I can increase it maybe.
Yeah,
whatever.
I sent you an email. So it's to Google Calendar. If you want to hit yes to that, just confirm the time is good at 9 a.m. on Monday. My phone number is in there and so is my email. So if you ever need to just reach out to me, you can. But with that 877 number, that's going to be the customer service. So if you want to add or change any service or anything like that, please call that number and let us know so that way we can help you. Even if you want to change your locations where you want to target
I got to that calendar. Do I click something?
Yeah, you could click yes. Is there a little green button that says yes on there?
Checking it out. Yeah, not green, but it says local yes.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can hit yes.
For date, it says local. Okay. All right. Did that.
Perfect. Yeah, so I'll come in on my end. So you're all set. I'm going to get working on your account here and then send it over to my tech team so that way they can get working as well. So really, when they just come to the meeting, everything's already kind of solidified. We're just verifying, and then we're pushing from there, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Raymond. Well, I want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. If you have any questions, you need anything, please reach out to us. I hope you have a great weekend, and then we'll talk to you Monday, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yep.